I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, September 29. Coming up, National Security Minister announces medium-term measures to address crime wave in St. James. Agriculture Ministry reports detection of frosty pod rot disease and Trelawney cleanup days postponed. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
Now the news. National Security Minister Robert Montague has announced medium-term measures to tackle the recent upsurge in violence in St. James. Among the measures is the establishment of Coast Guard bases in Savannah-Lamar and at the Montego Bay Cruise Ship Pier.
Let me point out that the ministry has provided all the resources required by the security forces in the current operations and stand ready to provide more if required.
Other measures include the importation of 40 trained dogs from Cuba for drug and gun detection, establishment of a joint police-military operating center, and increased police and military personnel, surveillance and intelligence assets. There are also plans to get a pathologist from Cuba to help clear the backlog of post-mortem examinations in the parish. Meanwhile, some 200 Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF graduates are to be stationed in St. James by the end of December. The security minister says all entertainment events catering to more than 1,000 persons must have closed-circuit television cameras in place, and the promoter must preserve the footage for at least 30 days. In the meantime, the Ministry of National Security is calling on Jamaicans to remain calm in light of the recent flare-up of violence in St. James. In a statement to Parliament Wednesday, Portfolio Minister Robert Montague condemned the killings and expressed condolences to affected families and communities in Western Jamaica. He is assuring that the situation in St. James is being addressed by the security forces.
A telephone number manned by senior police personnel in St. James have been set up for citizens to call in confidence and to share what they know. The number is 952-4396. Calls to this number have yielded significant intelligence leads.
To date, the police have arrested two main perpetrators of violence, recovered three guns and 66 rounds of ammunition, and seized a car involved in some of the shootings. 98 persons have also been detained, 37 of whom have been charged. The Ministry of Agriculture is reporting the detection of the frosty pod rot disease, which affects the pods of the coca plant. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says this is the first occurrence of the highly contagious disease in the Caribbean. Minister Samuda says the disease was confirmed following tests by the plant quarantine unit in Clarendon.
We are therefore appealing to our cocoa farmers, farmers of other produce, and the public at large to join us in combating this disease.
He says the frosty pod rot will affect production levels for 1 year, noting that the ministry has allocated $50 million per annum for 3 years to eradicate the disease. Investigations are underway to determine how the disease entered the island. Cocoa growers are being urged to inspect their fields and immediately report any suspected cases of the disease to the plant quarantine office or send pictures via WhatsApp Messenger to 435-5828. And the Ministry of Local Government, along with the Trelawney Parish Council, is advising that the public sensitization town meetings and national cleanup days scheduled for September 29 to October 5 in the parish have been postponed. This is due to the inclement weather expected from Hurricane Matthew. Matthew developed into a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday afternoon. Forecast models expect the system to continue on its westward path on Saturday and then turn towards the north, bringing it closer to the Jamaica area on Sunday and Monday. In the meantime, local government minister Desmond McKenzie and Falmouth Mayor Garth Wilkinson are urging citizens to take the necessary steps to safeguard themselves and their families. New dates for the Trelawney cleanup will be announced in October. The initiative, being spearheaded by a national interministerial task force, aims to curb the spread of mosquito-borne diseases such as the Zika virus by maintaining clean environments. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.